pretty much like someone ordering their dinner. I think I'll have the prawn cocktail to start. Then I want the Featherblade steak. And then I'll finish with a Black Forest gatto. Very 70s that, wasn't it? Pretty much like that, he has ordered up his next 10 opponents. DAZN are telling us. And at the moment, he can do that. But what the kitchen will be saying to him is, well, I'm not quite sure if we've got all that in stock. Can I check your credit to see if you actually have the right kind of credit to order all that food? Because with this food anomaly, no, not anomaly, metaphor. What am I talking about anomaly for? Well, it is an anomaly, I suppose, but it's a metaphor. With this food metaphor, I'm equating his boxing credit with the financial credit in a restaurant. Isn't that marvellous? Because he can tell us that he wants AJ and Joseph Parker, and he also wants Dubois, Wilder. He's said he doesn't want Moses Itauma, but really, you can say what you want, can't you? And I think that his stock has fallen in general because of what happened with Francis Ngannou, and because he thought perhaps that'll be good money, which it was, and it'll be an easy night, which it wasn't. And because Francis Ngannou was humbled somewhat by Anthony Joshua, it does make, in my view, Tyson Fury looked like a bit of a dosser. He's a dosser. He's just a dosser. You're a dosser, mate. It could be. It could look like that. You're just a dosser, mate. You're just a dosser. And I don't think he'll beat Usyk. And I think that he's really... I think that Usyk will frustrate him. I think that Fury will try and lean on him. And it's a classic big man, small man thing, isn't it? And sometimes that's what... That's something to sell the tickets. Not that they'll need any help to fly out the door or fly off the streaming platform, because it's the big one, isn't it? It's for all the marbles, isn't it? But having said, oh, well, I think I'll... There's two things happen. One, that people could say, oh, he's looking past Usyk. But I don't think that's the case at all. I think what this is about is saying, I'm still here. I'm not looking to retire, and I still have all this work to do. It's stuffing himself up, you can call it. It's making himself, or it's giving his brand a bit of extra legs. Look at the matches I could have. Well, no one will care what matches you can have if you don't beat Alexander Usyk. Does it matter? If you don't beat Alexander Usyk, Wilder might still say, all right, Joseph Parker will have a belt then and you won't. Or he might not, but if he doesn't, this is the business of boxing, isn't it? Rather than the boxing of boxing. The boxing of boxing influences the business of boxing here, as it normally does, although the latter and can be true as well. And the converse can be true. Not the latter, the converse, Steve. Some people think that's just a shoe, you know. No, no. And I would expect that AJ would probably say, if he hasn't got a belt by then, if Usyk has beaten him, no, I think I'll just try Parker. If Parker's still got the belt. See, all the pieces are in play, aren't they? But what this is about is trying to push brand Fury. And I'm not sure that naming your next 10 opponents, when you've done that before and not come through, and when you've retired and not retired, and when you fought Ngannou and been knocked on the canvas and lost the fight, in my view, and then Ngannou is shown to be not great by Anthony Joshua, I suspect naming your next 10 opponents won't have the effect that it's had before. Welcome to the business of boxing when you've made a bad decision, Mr. Fury. It's all hinging on the boxing of boxing now. And sometimes that's not been the only time. And that's not been the only thing that has helped you. But this time, it's all you've got. Ta-ta.